Drying tomatoes is an alternative to canning. We're visiting today with Barb Ingham, Department of Food Science, University of Wisconsin, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Barb, how do you dry a tomato?
Actually, drying tomatoes is easy and it's a lot of fun. And most of us have a dehydrator that we can use and we may not even know it, and that happens to be our oven. When I might do this, I would take like a Roma tomato and I'd cut it in half. You can add a little seasoning, maybe some salt, and you put it in your oven.
Barb, can you give us some tips on temperature setting and length of drying time?
The oven needs to be able to be set about 140 degrees Fahrenheit. That may take a little bit of engineering on your part to try to figure out how you can do that. Digital ovens, you could probably set them that low. Those that have a dial setting, you might need to use a thermometer to check and make sure. And it may take up to 12 hours for your tomatoes to dry. So you do have to dedicate your oven to drying tomatoes when you choose to do that.
But how do you know when your tomatoes are dried?
They're dry when they're pliable but not sticky. Tomatoes are fruits, and so we dry them such that if you take a tomato and you fold it over and you're folding it in half, that it doesn't stick together, but it actually springs back a little bit. That's the same test that you would use if you were drying apple slices.
And do you have any suggestions for seasoning and what kind of drying rack to use, those kind of tips?
If you're using your oven, just make sure you realize that if you choose to dry directly on the oven rack, you're going to get some drippage through. So make sure you're ready to clean your oven or perhaps put some type of foil or something at the bottom. I like to use a cookie sheet. So if you have a cookie sheet that maybe has just a little rim on two sides, that works great. I take tomatoes and slice them in half, often a little bit of seasoning, maybe a seasoned salt type product or just salt or basil or parsley or something like that, and they'll dry. You can dry them all the way, or sometimes I like them to be a little bit ready for pizza or maybe a salad. So I'll dry them till there's a good bit of moisture still left in them, but they look like sun-dried tomatoes. And then I'll take those, and I have to store them in the freezer because they will mold, but they're a little bit moister, a little bit juicier. They've got some good chewiness, and they're great for adding to pizza or maybe to a salad that I want to make.
And Barb, can you give us some tips on storing and keeping dried tomatoes?
If they're well dried so that we find that they're like fruits, they're no longer really wet at all. Those kids we could store for up to a year. It's a great idea to put them in like a used canning jar or something because glass doesn't allow moisture to come in. We want to keep them like that. Or simply popping them in the freezer. They're nice and they're compact by that point. And I usually find I can find a couple corners of my freezer if I have some dried tomatoes and I want to use them that way.
We've been visiting with Barb Ingham, Department of Food Science, University of Wisconsin, Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin. And I'm C.V. Kenyon.